For this biblical word this morning, if you would turn with me in your Bibles to St. Matthew, the second chapter, in your pew Bible that's found on page 2 in the New Testament, St. Matthew, the second chapter, and I want to read, first of all, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 7 through 12. Will you hear this word? In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem and Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Thanks be to God for this God's word to us. Our topic this morning, seeking and finding. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, that the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable within your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I want to begin by reminding us all of that old expression, when all else fails, follow directions. I think that is what it must have been like. As all of the events around the birth of Christ are coming together, so much happening that we do not follow or understand in a rational order or pattern. We recognize now, and our challenge, each in our own way, is to understand and to believe. For we recognize that Mary comes to accept that yes, she will have a child through the vision of an angel. Joseph comes to accept Mary and take her as his wife through what was revealed to him in a dream. And now the story of the wise men. The story of their journey is only found in Matthew. We may want to picture them as a part of the Christmas Eve setting, around the manger with the baby Jesus and the shepherds. Our most recent study shares that Jesus is probably 1 or 2 years old when the wise men will find him in Bethlehem and with Mary and Joseph. What we don't know is when they actually saw the star. when they actually saw the star. If it was the night of the Christ child's birth, the wise men then started on their journey. They were seeking for 1 or 2 years. I would ask that you put yourself in their place for a moment. What do you think their journey was like? Do you think there was ever a point when they said, "Let's turn around"? Some commentaries have suggested that we have come to speak of 3 wise men because there were 3 gifts. But there may have been as many as 12. And so a small group of people are traveling together and not really sure of what they will find. All that they know is they have seen a star in the east, and that star had meaning. They had been watching and waiting a long time for the star would say that there is the birth of a new king. I say again that they had been longing and waiting for this moment. And when the time had come, they did not want to wait for the king to come and to find them. They would set out searching and seeking to find the king, to find the Messiah, to find the Christ for themselves. They wanted this experience for themselves. This speaks to us. It was on Friday evening that Lou and I were bringing Deshaun home from his basketball game. They won, by the way. We were bringing him home from his basketball game, and we passed by the city and county building in downtown Denver. If you've ever seen it, you know it is a beautiful, beautiful building when it's all lit up. Lou commented, "I thought the lights might still be on, but they had turned them out." I thought about that. And in one pastor's sermon that I was reading in reference to this text, this pastor referred to this as the various parts of the outside of Christmas. The various parts of the outside of Christmas. We can all name them. And yet there is a time when the lights are turned off. The Christmas trees are put away. We even return the sanctuary to its more normal setting. The outside of Christmas, it will pass. But the real meaning of Christmas is to experience Christ for ourselves. The real meaning of Christmas is to experience Christ for ourselves. Now this becomes the question for us. Have we experienced Christ for ourselves? I think about some experiences within the life of church history. I think about John Wesley. Here was one who had many and several experiences of Christ. When he began his ministry, his parishioners got mad at him and they burned down the church. He was plucked from the fire, saved, And he always then referred to himself as a brand plucked out of the burning. We also know that at a time of failure, he found himself in the sanctuary and he said, "I felt my heart strangely warmed." And all of his life, he committed himself to really one message. Out of all the writings that we have, there was essentially one message. And that was, we need a personal experience of God's grace. I think about John Newton all the way back to 1799. His life was that of a slave trader. But then he met Christ for himself, and he talks about that experience in those words that we know so well. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me." Saint Francis of Assisi, in that experience, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace." And then the poet, Anna Johnson Flint. These words: "We are the only Bible the careless world will ever need. We are the sinner's gospel. We are the scoffer's creed. We are the Lord's last message, given in word and deed. What if the type is crooked? What if the print is blurred? We are the Lord's last message. We have found the meaning of Christmas. We have found the meaning of Christmas when we experience Christ for ourselves." Now you might be saying, "Aaron, these experiences seem a little too dramatic for me. What if we were to begin this new year determined to have a new perspective? A new perspective to see things and, yes, to see others in a different way." You know, it was said that when the soldiers of Israel first saw Goliath, they thought to themselves, "He is so big. He is so big that we can never hurt him." When David saw Goliath, he thought to himself, "He is so big that I cannot miss him." A different kind of perspective. An owner of a donut shop put this sign out in front of his shop. It said, "When a long life's journey you roll, keep your eye on the donut and not the hole." If we experience Christ, if we experience Christ, if we have a different perspective, then like the wise men, we have gifts to bring. I believe that this gift is our very life. This is why we need to share our mission stories with each other. This is why we need to support and to care and encourage each other. This is why we need to create mission opportunities for each other. We have a gift. It is a precious gift. Our life saved by Jesus Christ. Talking about seeking and finding, I want you to notice that when they found Christ and when they worshiped Christ, they had to go home another way. Herod had said to them, "When you find him, Come back and tell me and I'll go worship him too. But they knew that that wasn't the case. When they found Christ, they had to go home another way. We have some Herods in our life. Temptation is all around us. Evil and ignorance is all around us. To live in this world is to be blind to new possibilities. To live is sometimes to be afraid to let go of the past. But in seeking and finding Christ, it tells us that we can go another way. So much that is before us right now in our individual life, in the lives of our families, and yes, in the lives of here, our precious church. So much right now is the message: we have to go another way. As I was saying to the kids, but I want to say it a little different to you. We may never have thought of ourselves as wise. And those around us may surely have said to us, we're not wise. But each of you in your own way, and collectively all together, we are wise if we let God be our guide. So let it be. Amen.